Listening to sermons as we go about our days, driving around or doing our work, is a perfect reminder of our Lord's promises and of His mercies. This is the mission of Upper Room Media: to make the Word of God accessible to anybody and everybody.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. Good morning, everyone. Today we see a really beautiful story of four young men who were relentless, who cared for their friend who was paralyzed. You know the story very well from Mark chapter 2. He was paralyzed and he couldn't get to Jesus. And the four men, they carried him, and they carried him everywhere. They carried him to the front door, and they found it was blocked. They looked through the windows. There was too many people there, so they did what probably no one of us would have done: go through the roof, right? So the four young men couldn't get to the front door, couldn't go through the window, so they carried him up and through the roof and down to Christ. Really, it's an amazing story with so many meditations, so we'll just kind of focus on one area today, but really it's four heroes and four role models for us as followers of Christ. Nowadays, we are living in, like the Well series, very busy, busy, busy. So it's so hard for us to find those people to carry, because we're too busy with our own issues and our own focus to carry somebody else. But four of them said, we don't care about ourselves today, we're going to care about somebody else. And it's hard to find that nowadays when everything is so far apart. One of the things, and forgive me for saying this, one of the things I noticed since coming back to America was everybody is on their own island, far away from each other. There's nothing wrong with that, but there's something special that we experienced in Zambia about community and caring each other. Now, I'm not saying it's not here in America. I'm not saying that whatsoever. But what I'm saying is there's something interesting on the other side of the world, where people will get together almost every day, drink coffee together, pray together, and share together. It's really nice. And I know that you said, okay, Abuna, but that's not practical here in America. And I understand that completely. I've been here over 1 year back, and I've realized community, the sense of community where you can care for someone who is sick or paralyzed or care for someone who is in a problem, some of you would say, Abuna, that's a fairy tale. It's not going to happen here. It's not going to happen right now. And some of you say, Abuna, we're already doing that. Either way, how do we develop what we see in these four men to carry someone who is really hurting to Christ? That's the whole focus for us. How do we look outside of our own lives to other people to care for them and carry them and love them and encourage them and bring them to Him? That's kind of the focus today. Let's open up to the gospel of today. And I'm mainly staying in the gospel, so it's Mark chapter 2. It's really easy. It's a beautiful section, Mark chapter 2. And let's go to a small part in verse 4. There's a part I want us to focus on that really kind of made me think a little bit. It's Mark chapter 2, verse 4. Mark chapter 2, verse 4, as they're carrying him through the roof, it says what? I know it doesn't look like an important verse, but it says, the part where it says, so when they had broken through, that's it, that's all I want us to think about today. So when they had broken through what? So to get him through to Christ, they had to break through the roof. They had to break through, they had to get through something. And I feel that's exactly what God wants for you and me today, to break through, to help someone else breakthrough to Christ. You ever hear that? Oh, that was a breakthrough. We figured it out. It was a breakthrough. Well, breakthrough here physically is to take someone physically to Christ. They had to break through some challenge. Like I said, no one of us here, if you came today to Ida Lee and you said, the doors are locked here, and the doors are locked there, and the doors locked everywhere, I don't think you'd find another way to break in through and come through the roof. I don't think anyone, you'd probably just go home, right? You'd probably just go home. But these guys had a different thought. They said, we're going to help somebody else breakthrough. And what I want to tell you is, like, come on. How many of us realize somebody else helped us to break through to God? You're not here because you're by yourself. Through your Christian life wasn't just by yourself. I can't believe that. I don't believe that you're here today because you were alone by yourself through your walk and you just appeared into the church life. I don't believe that whatsoever. I believe people encouraged you. You had a sense of community and you wouldn't be here today if you didn't. I remember one funny story. Maybe I mentioned this before, but I remember when I was not close to church at all. And this was, you know, like in my early 20s. I wasn't close at all. And I remember I had a good friend. And he used to do something really, really, really nice. He's like, let's go to the liturgies on Wednesday morning at 5:30. You know, when you're not close to God, that sounds like blasphemy. When you say 5:30 in the morning to go all the way to church, I was like, what do you mean 5:30 in the morning? There's other services that are later. What's the problem? He said, no, come with me. He said, I'll even pick you up. I said, no, don't pick me up. He said, no, I'll pick you up. So he would come to my house, and with his nice, I think it was a Thunderbird, he would rev his engine up at 5 in the morning. I'm like, the neighbors are going to kill me. And he would rev it so loud to make sure, saying, I'm staying here until you get down, get out of your house, and come into the car. And I really didn't want to go. So I would just stay as long as I could, but he kept revving the engine up, revving. I finally said, okay, let me just get ready, get dressed, go. Get in the car. I was really disgruntled. I was upset. Got in the car with him, went to liturgy. It was horrible that first time. Next Wednesday, guess what I heard in front of my house at 5 in the morning? The same revving. I was like, this guy's not going to give up. So I just went in the car, and week by week, I can honestly say this guy was one of the ones who carried me to Christ, to help me break through. After some time, I look forward to the Wednesday morning liturgies, and I couldn't miss one. But in the beginning, I hated it. Like some of us, kind of like, I'm not really good with the Bible. I'm not really good with spiritual life. I'm not really feeling it. Take some time to go from the worldly sounds to the godly sounds. But you need people to help. I had many, and I'm just telling you one person, but there was many. He kept after me until my heart turned, until I started loving to go to liturgies and services early in the morning. Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 9 and 10. You know it better than me, but I'm just going to read it. Ecclesiastes chapter 4. If you ever want to remember, you always hear this verse, and you don't know where it's from, but it's from Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 9 and 10. Two are better than? Now, you guys know better than that. Two are better than one. Okay, that's how it starts. Two are better than one because they have a good reward for their labor. For if they fall, one will lift up his companion. But woe to him who is alone when he falls, for he has no one to help him up. Like I told you earlier, we wouldn't be here unless people helped us to be here. I promise you, not one of you would be here alone. Someone carried you to God. If it's a family member, if it's a friend, but you are here today. What I want to say to you is, it's our turn to turn around and carry somebody else to Him, for them to have a breakthrough. Like, I remember the breakthrough, and I want us to be part of. And it's like, if they're alone, they're going to fall. You know, it says two are better than one, but it says three is a cord that can't be broken. So imagine two, way better than one. Three, way better than two. What about four? That was today. Today was four, way better. And then five. And then what about this church? What if we do this together? What if we actually reach out to those outside who are not going to any church, who are unchurched, who are not believers, who don't care, who are disgruntled like I was? Maybe if we rev our engine to someone's house, maybe if we make that effort, who knows how many more people we can help break through to Christ? It looks impossible, right? And you know, many people always ask me as a priest from other churches, what does the first church look like? We hear that the Orthodox Church has the first church. We heard that you believe what And you kept the faith from the first church, the apostolic faith. Apostolic faith? Acts chapter 2. What do we read in Acts chapter 2? Acts chapter 2 is all about community. It said, it kept saying one accord many times. The believers, they prayed together, they ate together, they moved together. It was community. I'm telling you, this church in Leesburg, right here, is going to win many souls by community, by us getting together, by us praying together, by us going out together and looking and calling and visiting and wondering, where is everybody that needs to be here? Why are we here in Leesburg? Why aren't we somewhere else? We're here because there's God has a purpose for us to carry some people to Him so they can have a breakthrough. Acts chapter 2, it's all over the chapter. It's all over the book of Acts. And then today in one of the readings, whenever you feel that this can't be done, because I had that thought, and maybe you have that thought, well, you know, everyone's busy, everyone's on their own, no one wants to let each other in. It's kind of like, you know, and I've tried, and no one, okay, then I got a verse today also from today's reading, 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14. 2 Corinthians 2, 14 says, "Now thanks be to God, who always leads us in triumph in Christ." What I want to say to you is, thanks be to God. Triumph means victory. I believe, I'm not just preaching here, guys. I really, really, really believe, and I've been talking with Dahlia the last few weeks, and someone visited me last night and kind of reminded me, I really believe that our church will be a light to this area, and I think we're going to carry more than just one today. We're going to carry many to Him. Many people are going to come, and we're not going to fail because God always leads us in triumph in Christ, always leads us to victory. Our job is not to solve people's problems. Your job is not to solve anybody's problems. Our job is to take people from where they are to Him, and He will solve their problems. You got that? I always thought as a priest I was supposed to solve everybody's problems. I learned quickly. I can't. But I can do one thing. I can bring people to Him, and He will do it. And that's what our goal is together as a church. We are not saviors, but we'll take people to the Savior. We are not healers, but we'll take people to the healer. Thanks be to God, who leads us always in triumph in Christ, so people can break through. Someone sent me a video recently, and I think, I'm not sure if this is this year or not, but it was a Boston Marathon. I don't know if you guys know, there's a famous marathon in Boston. I don't know if it was this year, but I just got the video, and it was really, really, really amazing. It was a whole bunch of people running towards the end. And at the end, and you've seen these kind of videos before, but this one, I don't know if it's recent or not, but they were running towards the end, and all of a sudden, one person collapsed. I don't know if you saw this video. One person collapsed, and there's a finish line still. Three people, I was saying, if you like these kind of videos, three people lifted this one up, carried them all the way to right before the finish line, and they didn't have to. They carried that person to the finish line and let them walk in. And some years ago, I remembered another one that I was really, it was for first place. Same idea. There was two running. I don't know if you saw this one. This is a long marathon. I don't know where it was. I think it was international. And then all of a sudden, the person who was going to be in first place collapsed right in front of the finish line. And the person in second place could have said, maybe, I don't know what you would have done, could have said, let me just get in there and get first place. Didn't. Came, he picked up the guy and dragged him and said, you are number one, and I'm going to come right behind you. That's caring people. You know this last one very well. If you don't know this one, you haven't been knowledgeable. This last one you know very well. His name is Lightning McQueen. You ever heard of Lightning McQueen? Lightning McQueen had a chance to win first place in Cars Part 1. I love Cars, by the way. But he saw King. You remember that guy, King? So King's car flipped over, and Lightning McQueen is going in for first place. But instead of going in, he stopped. He went back, and he got King and pushed him in into finish the race. It's one of our saints, Lightning McQueen. So make sure you watch Cars 1. But my point is what? My point is no one can finish the race without somebody else. You can't. You know why you go to church? Because we need each other. All of you are here because you need each other. I need you too. You're not coming for me or Abuna Anthony or Abuna Timothy. We're coming, all of us together, to carry each other across the finish line. St. Basil had it right. He said, what is good is that we are knit together and members of Christ's body. That's what is good, to be knit together. St. Basil had it right. There's nothing better than being knit together, to support one another in community. I'm glad this story came today in the gospel for us. First, I want us to figure out who outside there needs to be here. You know them. You know a family member, the cousin, the friend, the one who stopped going to church, the one who... I'm telling you right now, you are responsible just as much as me before God to go and carry them across the finish line. We are all responsible. Our family member who stopped going to church, we all have them. Our cousin, our friend, our uncle, our brother, our sister, whatever. Our children, could be even a parent. Who knows? I don't know. We're responsible to carry them across the line. After that, we're responsible for those people in this community. Loudon, Leesburg, Sterling, Aldi, Ashburn, and so forth. We're all responsible. And St. Basil said, we can only do it if we're knit together. Now, thanks be to God this gospel came today. Because you know what today is? Does anybody know what today is? Today is a launching of life groups. You guys know what life groups are? Life groups are where after this is done, this liturgy is done, you take Holy Communion. Outside there, you're probably wondering what all those beautiful tables and all that stuff is outside. That is today, we're all going to sign up for a life group. What's a life group? It's we're going to meet for 4 weeks straight with each other. Ashburn, there's a group there. Leesburg, there's groups there. You can sign up today right after liturgy. So if you decide not to sign up, you've decided, and you can forgive me on this one, not to be part of a community. On Sunday, how long do you get to chat with each other after liturgy? A few minutes. You talk to someone for a few minutes, that's not going to do it. That's good. I'm happy you're doing that. What's going to really do it is when we meet together week after week after week after week together, supporting and lifting each other and carrying each other to Christ so we can have a breakthrough. More people need a breakthrough. So when we're done, everyone's going to sign up. Even the wave, you have your own sign up. Everybody else out here. And I'm expecting 100%. Sign up. But you say, oh no, I got this and I got this, I got this. I know we all got stuff. Every one of us has stuff. But we got to figure a way to carry each other through that roof to Christ. Got to figure a way to carry each other across the finish line. We're not going to do it alone. You're not going to grow. Do you want to grow? You're not going to grow alone. You're not going to. You may grow a little, but together we can carry each other across the finish line. So today I'm expecting 100% of you to sign up, and let's get into these groups and support each other and encourage each other. And by the way, let's get people who are not here into these groups. Let's get people, you say, there's no way they'll come. Let me read that verse again. Thanks be to God. Thanks be to God who always leads us in triumph in Christ. We're going to be victorious. We're going to be triumphant. Let's pray for that today. May we have a breakthrough and support each other in this church. This church will move forward together as a community. Get to know each other. During coffee hour, get to know each other. This is your family. There's people out there. Let's go get them together. And let's make sure we live life together. That is a church. And that's the church that we're building here. Let's pray for that and pray for one another. And glory be to God forever. Amen.
This talk was brought to you by Upper Room Media. We hope that this talk has, through the grace of God, touched your heart, and we pray that it will not only inform you, but will also transform you and your life with Christ.